happens in this week's parasha, Parashas Bolok, is perplexing, confusing. The main character of this week's parasha is Bilam, and he seems to be the ultimate in contradictions. On one hand, Bilam is a Navi, a prophet. The Torah says about him that he's Shoimea Imre El Yoidea Das Elyoi. He hears Hashem's pronouncements. He knows the highest one's mind. Chazal tell us that Bilam reached the highest level of prophecy, matched only by Moshe Rabbeinu. On the pasuk V'loi kom oid bi Yisrael ke Moshe Navi, that there hasn't been another Navi like Moshe bi Yisrael, in Israel. Chazal say, bi Yisrael oi kom, avo b'umoy sa oilom kom, that amongst the nations of the world there was another Navi on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was Bilam. On the other hand, Bilam is the epitome of evil. One wanting to use his supernatural powers in order to curse an entire people, to wipe out a nation. And he attempts time and time again to go against God's will. So how can a man of spirit become so evil? How can he stoop so low? There's another problem with the story. Prophets predict the future. That's what they do. They actually see the future. Even a menachesh, what the Torah calls a menachesh, and Chazal tell us that Bilam was also a menachesh. A menachesh knows how to interpret casual, mundane, simple, seemingly meaningless occurrences and interpret them and understand what they mean in terms of what the future will bring. A menachesh sees bread falling out of one's hand and can tell what that means. So by any account, Bilam should definitely be able to predict the future. And yet, not only was he totally off the mark as far as the future is concerned, he didn't even see what was unfolding in front of his eyes. As the angel stood in the way of the donkey, and the donkey presses against the wall, and then crouches beneath Bilam, Bilam has absolutely no clue of what's going on. Here's a man who sees into the future, and he's blind and oblivious to the present. How do we make sense out of this? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in the second Perek, Omar Lohem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his Talmidim, Tzu uru, Eizohi derech yeshogo, sheyidbak bohodom. Go out and see which is the best way, which is the best trait that a person should acquire. And Rabbi Elezer says, a good eye. Rabbi Yeshua says, a good friend. One should make himself into a good friend to others. Rabbi Yossi says, a good neighbor. One should make himself into a good neighbor to his neighbors. Rabbi Shimon says, Roya es hanoilod. One should see the future. Rabbi Elazar Oymer, Leiv Toiv, a good heart. Amar Lohem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his Talmidim, Roya ani es divrei Elozer ben Aruch mi divreichem. I think Rabbi Elozer ben Aruch is saying better than what all you are saying. Shebechlal dvarov divreichem. Because your answers are included in his words. All those things that the other Talmidim say are included in Lev Tov, in a good heart. So one of the things included in a good heart is Roya Es Hanoilad. Now Roya Es Hanoilad, seeing what will be born, sounds more like prophecy than like a proper path for one to choose, a proper trait for one to cling to. How can one predict the future, Roya Es Hanoilad? Even if it means that one should consider the outcome, the probable consequences of any planned course of action, doesn't that require wisdom? The ability to analyze and understand how and why one thing will lead to another? How does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say that Roya Es Hanoilad, being able to predict the future, is included in Lev Tov, in having a good heart? Just because somebody is kind-hearted, he's able to know the future? I think Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is making a most powerful statement. Every human being possesses the intellectual ability to figure out the probable consequences of any action. The reason we're so often not Roya Es Hanoilad is because we don't want to. Our ego comes in the way of seeing things as they are. We're trapped in our self-interests, that we don't even see the present as is. If we would rise above the narrow subjective interests and see reality objectively, we would be well aware of how A will lead to B and B will lead to C and so on and so forth. That is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, that Lev Tov, a kind heart, somebody that overcomes his selfish interests, somebody that cares about everyone just as much as he cares about himself, somebody that gets out of the constraints of self-interest, he will be Roya Es Hanoilad. He will see the present as is, and therefore he will also be able to predict the future. He will know how one thing comes from the next. On the opposite, even a prophet, as long as he is trapped in his own ego, as long as he has his own interests in mind, his ego will blur his vision, even of the present. The Mishnah says in Avos, in the fifth perek, Kol mi sheyesh bo shloisha dvorim halolu, hu mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu. Whoever possesses these three qualities is among the disciples of Avraham Avinu. If he possesses three other qualities, we know that he's mitalmidov shel Bilam Arosha. He's of the students of Bilam Arosha. So what are the three things? Ayin toiva, a good eye. Ruach nemucha, a humble spirit. V'nefesh shfola, an undemanding soul. Talmidov shel Avraham Avinu, one that possesses these three qualities, a good eye, a humble spirit, and an undemanding soul, is considered a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. And on the other hand, Ayin Ra, a bad eye, Ruach Gevoya, a haughty spirit, and Nefesh Rechava, a demanding soul, excessive desire, He is Mitalmidov Shel Bilam HaRosha. So, Bilam, who has excessive demands, who has the haughty spirit, he's thinking about the money, he's thinking about the honor, and that doesn't even allow him to see what his donkey can see. Even when his donkey speaks to him, he argues. Man doesn't see what he doesn't want to see. And he doesn't hear what he doesn't want to hear. The writing can be on the wall, but nobody can force you to read it. The abilities, and even spiritual abilities, don't make a person moral or ethical. It's only hard work that makes it, that allows a person to overcome his own personal interests and see reality as it is. And therefore the Mishnah talks about Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu and Talmidov Shel Bilam HaRosha. It's not that we're born being this way or that way. One can learn from Avraham Avinu, become humble, develop a good eye, have an undemanding soul, and one can learn from Bilam HaRosha to focus on his own interests and see nothing at all. So one can have those supernatural skills that Bilam HaRosha had and nevertheless fall and stoop to the lowest level of evil. May we take the lesson and work on becoming Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu, students of Avraham Avinu, then we'll see reality as is, and we'll become a Chochom HaRoyes HaNoilad. We'll see, we'll understand the consequences of every action, that everything we do, and we'll improve our character and serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and reach out to other people the way we're expected to. A guten Shabbos.